Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who agreed to the phase-in of the minimum wage hike as part of the current state budget, now wants the increase to happen even faster. He'd like to see a rise to $9 an hour 1 year from now instead of in 2 years. Silver is likely to have support from the state's Black, Puerto Rican, and Hispanic caucus, who have also called for a faster phase-in. Mark Dunley with Hunger Action Network, the lobby group for the state's food pantries and soup kitchens, backs the idea. But he says even the new $8 an hour rate is not going to help New York's poorest all that much.
We think the minimum wage should be a lot higher than what the legislature and the governors agreed to. $8 an hour is still way below a poverty-level wage.
Under the new minimum wage increase, tipped workers still make a significantly lower rate of pay at around $5 an hour before tips. Dunley says that's an oversight.
People in the food industry, so you're talking about waiters and waitresses, bike delivery people, people delivering pizza by car, they're not getting an increase in their cash wage. And we think that all workers should have been included.
Tipped workers are eligible to receive the $8 an hour rate if they work more than 40 hours a week or 10 hours in any one day. As part of the minimum wage legislation approved in the spring of 2013, Governor Cuomo was to create a new board to analyze wage levels, including those for tipped workers, and recommend changes. The board has not yet been appointed, but is expected to convene in 2014. The Assembly Republican leader in a statement responded to the Speaker's desire to speed up implementation of the minimum wage increase. Minority Leader Brian Kolb says if Democrats in the new year want a do-over for bills in 2013, then they should also revisit New York's strict gun control laws enacted last January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.